Hello there. Welcome to this Saturday edition of the Gary Zimak Show. We are, believe it or not, entering into day 7 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Just a reminder that these weekend shows are 15 minutes in length, so they're a little bit shorter. We're going to have to get right to it. And here's what I think I'm going to do today. Over the past couple of days, we've been looking, actually over the past day, we were looking at some of Father Michael Gately's ideas about total consecration. I want to continue on with Father Gately for today and tomorrow because he talks about a question that we really are, probably many of us are having right now, and that's, should we really give Mary everything? And as I mentioned on the program yesterday, this total consecration is about really trusting Mary with all of the merits from our past, our present, and our future good works, so much so that when we get up to heaven at the end of our life and we are about to be judged, I should say, not when we get up to be judged, and the decision is made, do we make it into heaven or, God forbid, are we going to be sent to hell? We've got to come up there, we will come up there empty-handed because all of our merits have been given over to the Blessed Mother for safekeeping so that she can meet us there and give them back to us. Now, obviously, I'm turning it into, it's not that, I'm using a very imperfect language to describe something that takes place a lot more seamlessly than that, I'm sure. But I'm just trying to give you an idea of what we're doing. Really trusting Mary completely to help us get to heaven, to turn us into saints. And what you have to decide is how bad do you want it? Now, this first 12-day period is designed to help rid ourselves of the spirit of the world. And one of the things that we face in the world is the mindset that if I'm going to achieve something in my life, it's because I'm working hard. It's up to me. It's all up to me. Salvation doesn't work that way. Salvation isn't possible without the grace given to us by the Lord. All we can do is cooperate with that grace. So no way, there is no way that I can work my way into heaven. However, what I can do is keep myself out of heaven by not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So in other words, I can't get in there by myself, by my hard work, without the help of the Lord, but I can prevent myself from getting into heaven by slacking off, by turning away from the Lord, by doing the wrong thing. So therefore, I really should be looking for any advantage, any secret that I can find to help me be able to get there. That's what total consecration is. And I like the idea that Father Gately, in his book, 33 Days to Morning Glory, lets us know what we're facing, what total consecration really is. He doesn't hold back. He doesn't hold back at all, and he lets us know what we're doing. This is a big commitment, but I'm not trying to scare anybody because if you really stick it out, and if you listen to what we're discussing, if you look at some of if you think about some of these meditations, you're going to realize that this is a really sweet deal, and you have got a much, much, much better chance of getting to heaven with the help of the Blessed Mother than you do without it. And what's the deal if you don't get to heaven? Yep, hell, right? I mean, again, let's call it what it is. You're not going to just be hanging out somewhere. At the end of your life, you're going to end up in one of two places, heaven or hell. Now, it's possible you have to go to purgatory to be purified. That's true. But ultimately, you will go to heaven if you're in purgatory. The point is, we want to get to heaven. We want to become saints. Mary wants to help make us a saint. So on today's program, we'll look at a little bit more of Father Gately's explanation from 33 Days to Morning Glory about why is it? Why should I trust the Blessed Mother? And I think it's critical at this stage, at this initial stage of the preparation, that we take that question and we face it head on, right? We want that question answered. So that's what we're going to do on today's program. And I think he does a great job with it. So we will look at his explanation. Before we go any further, let's begin with the prayer that we say every day, asking for the help of the Holy Spirit. And I would ask you to join me as we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in. We are, you know, we are well into this now. Day 7 already of 33 days. You're going to see this will fly by. And I want to thank you for just hanging with me. I thank you for your patience. I thank you for this. This is a very new way to do total consecration. I hope you're enjoying it, because we're not using any one particular book. I'm really depending on the Holy Spirit to lead me. I think it's working very well. But I'll tell you what, I can't be the ultimate judge of that. You've got to tell me. Let me know how this is working for you. You can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. If you have any questions, anything you need, just let me know. As I've been mentioning, I am traveling right now. I should be, let's see, today is Saturday. I have to think, because I'm pre-recording these shows. I will be traveling. I'm speaking in the Fresno area today. And I'll be traveling back overnight. I should be back in the area by tomorrow. But the bottom line is, if you need anything, just shoot me an email and I will read the email at gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, should we really give Mary everything? Let's check in with Father Michael Gately and hear what he has to say. The second part of St. Louis de Montfort's formula of consecration says that we should give Mary everything, including our interior and spiritual goods, which are our merits and our virtues, and our good works, past, present, and future. Isn't this a bit too much? No, it's perfect. It's beautiful. Let's see why by learning how the offering affects others and affects ourselves. And one of the things I'll tell you is what we're going to be discussing today, this is one of the biggest questions that I get about total consecration. I've done it for 5 years. I've led people, thousands of people, through for the past 5 years. I get the question that Father Gately is addressing so many times. Let's talk about it. He says, in regard to others, when we fully consecrate ourselves to Mary, we lose the unconditional right to distribute the value of our prayers and good actions to others. In other words, we give the rights to the grace or merit of our prayers to Mary. We're telling her, Mary, I give you the right to distribute the grace of my prayers as you see fit. Now, let's pause here for a minute. I don't want to turn this in to a bit of a quid pro quo. In other words, I do this good thing, and I get some money, or I get some grace, and I stash it in my grace piggy bank, and eventually I'll make it into heaven. I don't want to turn it into that, but you know, that really is... I shouldn't say grace, I should say merit, that's the appropriate term. That really is Catholic teaching, that we acquire merit by doing good deeds, by cooperating with the grace that the Lord gives us. But again, we're not working our way into heaven, but the merit that we earn, and again, for lack of a better word, the merit that we earn is what is decided to use to decide whether we get into heaven or not. In other words, we got to be good. If you're not good, you're not going to make it to heaven. With total consecration, everything we earn is given to Mary for safekeeping. It's like money in the bank. And then when we are judged, we're empty-handed. We're counting on her to be there for us. And I know it sounds scary, but let's listen to Father Gately explain this. Making such a gift to Mary has a big benefit. It ensures that the grace of our prayers will be used in the best way possible. It works like this. Because of her unique vantage point from heaven, and on account of her most intimate communion with her divine Son, Mary can best determine which people are most in need of our prayers. For instance, seeing some forgotten person in China about to die in despair, Mary can take the grace of her prayers and offered up sufferings and use it to help that dying person to trust in God and to accept his mercy. Now, I should say that what he's discussing here is not so much merit, that's another part of this total consecration, but it's the fruit of our prayers and our good works. In other words, I'm praying for somebody, and there will be a result to that prayer. There will be an answer to that prayer. How can I make sure that that grace that's received from my prayer is applied to the right person or to where I want it? And this is basically what we're doing. We're trusting Mary to take all of the fruits of our prayers and distribute them to the best person possible. Now, perhaps this idea, Father Gately says, has some of us thinking, well, that's great. I'm happy to help the dying person in China whom I don't know, but I'd be disappointed if I therefore couldn't use the grace of my prayers and good works to help the people I do know, like my family and friends. I'm worried that if I give Mary the right to distribute the grace of my prayers and good works, then I thereby lose the right to pray for those whom I especially love, even if they're less in need than other people in the world. This is a legitimate concern, but there's no need to worry, he says. Why? For two reasons. First, Mary makes the good things we give her more perfect. In other words, she augments, increases, and purifies the spiritual gifts and the merits we give her. When we give them to her because she makes them more perfect, there's more grace and merit to go around. St. Louis uses an unforgettable analogy to explain this. It's as if a peasant, wishing to gain the friendship and benevolence of the king, went to the queen and presented her with a fruit, which was his whole revenue, in order that she might present it to the king. The queen, having accepted the poor little offering from the peasant, would place the fruit on a large and beautiful dish of gold, and so on the peasant's behalf, would present it to the king. Then the fruit, however unworthy in itself to be a king's present, would become worthy of his majesty because of the dish of gold on which it rested and the person who presented it. Here's the second reason we shouldn't worry. Mary is never outdone in generosity. So if we're as generous as to give her the right to distribute the grace of our prayers and good works, she'll surely be especially generous to our loved ones. In fact, she'll take even better care of our loved ones than we ourselves can. For instance, let's say one of our family members or friends is in need of prayer and we don't know it. Well, Mary knows it, and she'll make sure that the person doesn't go without. Giving Mary the right to distribute the grace of our prayers and good works doesn't mean we still can't pray for our loved ones. In other words, we still can pray for our loved ones. We can and should pray for them. It's just that we give Mary the final say in deciding to whom and for what purpose the grace of our prayers and good works should be applied. Remember, Mary is not outdone in generosity. She especially hears the prayers of those of us who have given her everything, including the value of all our good works. And she wants us to tell her of the people intentions we hold in our hearts. If we've given her everything, is there any doubt that she'll be generous in giving whatever good we ask for those who are dear to us? So, you know, this is a challenging proposition. Are you willing to trust Mary that much? And I do want to say this. We are going to talk more about this tomorrow. We're not done with this topic yet. But I just want you to think of this. Are you willing to trust Mary enough? Or it's better to deal with these questions up front, to give her all of the graces and merits that we get from our prayers and good works. Are you willing to do that? The church recommends this devotion. Keep that in mind. St. Louis de Montfort is a saint. He is in heaven. He knows what he's talking about. But I don't want you to panic because I haven't finished answering the question fully. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. In the meantime, let's end with Jesus living in Mary, our closing prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, that's it for today. I'm out of time. God willing, I'll be able to see you tomorrow. I plan to be here. I hope you'll join me as well. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.